Emotions are generally associated with speech, passionate political speech, but emotions and free speech maybe don't mix. That possibly is the upshot of the Supreme Court ruling yesterday. Maybe the most emotionally charged case this term, Albert Snyder versus Fred Phelps. Good morning, everyone. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headley out for another day. Pastor Fred Phelps, on the one side of the case, runs the Westboro Baptist Church, which has become famous for protesting outside the funerals of fallen soldiers, protesting their complicated and views that we'll explore in a moment on God and sex and the military and American culture. Soldiers like Lance Corporal Matthew Snyder, who was killed in Iraq, and that's the other side of the case. Snyder's father, the Albert Snyder in this case, filed a lawsuit against Phelps and his church for defamation, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of distress. But the Supreme Court said 8-1 that the Westboro Church, citing their right to free speech under the First Amendment, has a right to protest even at military funerals. Joining us to discuss this issue and to learn more about the Westboro Church is Charles Haynes, director of the Religious Freedom Education Project at the Newseum. He joins us from Washington. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
And Mark Potok, director of the Intelligence Project of the Southern Poverty Law Center. The project investigates and monitors hate groups. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Mark, I want to know more about the Westboro Church, but hold on for just a second. Charles Haynes, is this a case where emotions and free speech, and I'm thinking of the Skokie case where Nazis were permitted to march, even though there were Holocaust survivors in the city of Skokie, emotions and free speech really don't mix?
Well, that's right. It's very hard to stand up for Fred Phelps and his free speech because it's so deeply offensive. But at the same time, one has to really understand that when we draw the line around his speech today, we draw around the line around ours tomorrow. So although I think most of us in our hearts are with Mr. Snyder and with Justice Alito's dissent, in our heads, we realize, I think, many of us, that protecting free expression is the highest value for our society right now.
All right, that's Charles Haynes, director of the Religious Freedom Education Project at the Newseum. Mark Potok, give us a sense of what it would be like to be inflicted with the speech that Charles Haynes talked about and that was at issue in this case if we were faced with the demonstrators from the Westboro Church.
Well, they're quite remarkable. I mean, they really first came to national attention by picketing the funeral of Matthew Shepard, the young man who was murdered in Wyoming, a young gay man in a very famous case. And, you know, in that case, it was, you know, thank God for dead fags and that kind of thing. You know, I mean, quite amazing signs they carry. Another one of their specialties, aside from, you know, thank God for dead soldiers and so on, is, you know, they carry signs depicting stick figures supposedly having gay sex. So they're really a vile bunch. We wrote a long story about Phelps in Topeka, where he's from, and his crew, and there were a large number of stories of people being harassed on doing such things as going to the opera. I remember one story with a man taking his very young daughter, about a five-year-old girl, to the opera in Topeka and being having just the most vile words sort of hissed at this little girl about her daddy out of the clear blue sky. I mean, the man was not gay. He had nothing to do with really anything political. So it's pretty awful stuff.
But Mark, is it hate speech? I mean, is that what we have to tolerate in a constitutional democracy that endorses free speech?
Well, sure. I mean, I don't know what hate speech is. You know, I don't think it has any real definition. But is it hateful? Yeah, I think as a, you know, sort of common sense matter, yes, it's pretty awful stuff. But look, I mean, we considered taking this case to tell the truth at the beginning.
At the Southern Poverty Law Center.
At the Southern Poverty Law Center. And, you know, this was not my call, certainly, or anything close to it. I'm not a lawyer. But, you know, as an institution, we felt that it was bound to lose. You know, as terrible as it was going to be, and that is why we really didn't, you know, get close to it. Although, you know, the truth is we'd been looking for a case against Phelps for many, many years.
Although the Albert Snyder plaintiff in this case may have played into the hands of the ambitions of Fred Phelps, Charles Haynes, the group, in anticipation of this decision, announced it would quadruple the number of demonstrations its church members are going to mount at military funerals. What does that say, Charles Haynes?
Well, that says that free speech is messy and difficult, and we're the freest society on earth when it comes to free expression. and we pay a price for it. There's no question about that, and it's always a balancing act and very difficult for Americans to understand until it's their speech. It's targeted, and then they realize, well, I'm glad the government can't decide what is civil and what isn't. I mean, I think the only thing worse than an uncivil society is a society where the government determines what is civil.
All right. Well, let's do a thought experiment. Let's say my mother dies. There's no real issue here, but there's some clown outside the funeral home who's doing something really, really disgusting and talking about how, yay, we're glad that people die, and it's annoying and actually really hurtful to my kids. I say to the funeral director, can you get rid of that guy? There's nothing he can do.
Well, I think in most states now, at least some 40, they have laws that give time, place, and manner restrictions to such picketing around funerals, and I think those laws will be upheld. The court signaled that yesterday, that as long as there's a reasonable distance, and in fact, in this case, Mr. Phelps and his crew were 1,000 feet away. They only, under Maryland law now, only have to be 100 feet away. They weren't visible except the top of their signs. So it's offensive, it's horrible, but it wasn't disrupting the funeral directly, it wasn't blocking the doors, it wasn't getting in people's faces.
Mark Potok, is this a sort of innovative form of so-called inflammatory, if not hate, speech for groups to basically mount similar kinds of campaigns like Westboro Baptist Church?
Well, you know, if the question is, are we going to see more of this, I don't think so. You know, they can make this claim about quadrupling their number. Well, you know, having been subjected to Phelps' demonstrations right here at our own building, you know, what we see is that half the time they don't show up, and, you know, half of the remainder of the time they show up and it'll be, you know, one man and a small child. So very often these are tiny demonstrations or don't happen at all, because what they kind of specialize in is outrage. They
right.
love getting the local press, and if they get that, they often won't show up at all.
Well, they certainly accomplished one thing, that is getting almost a unanimous Supreme Court that's divided on virtually every other issue. Mark Potok is director of the Intelligence Project of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which investigates and monitors hate groups in the United States. And Charles Haynes is director of the Religious Freedom Education Project at the Newseum. Thanks to you both.
Thank you for having
you.
Talking about the 8-1 decision in favor of the Westboro Baptist Church. And again, it's Albert Snyder, whose funeral was picketed by that church.